Don't miss out. Wafa wafa, walala wasala. Heritage Cup, hashtag Mpumalanga Azishe Asambeni.
It's Rise FM Lunch with me, Lily Wahamakofana, giving away some lunch, maybe dinner or, I don't know, brunch for you. I don't know when you prefer to go out to a restaurant to enjoy your favorite meals, but Nando's is giving you a 600 Rand voucher today on the show. In about 10 minutes, I will be calling a lucky somebody. So to enter the competition, send through Nando's to WhatsApp and simply follow the prompts. But now we're finding out, speaking of a shin, what do you call a wing in your language? Send it through your voice notes on the same WhatsApp number. Otherwise, comment on Facebook at
RiseFM943. Se magama mabilike kutawa timbiko maphiko o timbiko ay swatsanga ke smartphone se kwaba wrong kakhulu. Rise FM, Rasta Dog, we having it lunchtime.
All right, so wing in your language. How do you say wing in your language? 0728857702. So we have a guest in studio. We're talking all things fine arts. People are making a living off their talent, you know, and a talent is something very personal. You nurture it, you treasure it, and if it can pay your way throughout an industry, why the hell not? So we're joined in studio by a very stylish lady.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I am good. To put that together for me would have taken like a good 72 hours. I would need 3 days, a whole 3 days to say, okay, this is the outfit I'm going to wear. How difficult is it for you to figure out what you're going to wear the next day?
To be honest, I love colors. I love textures. Yeah? I just realized that it's a beautiful day. And yeah? It was just handpicked in the next, like in 5 minutes, I was done for the outfit.
Five minutes? You're kidding me. But you're an artist, so it comes naturally.
Definitely.
It comes naturally. So we have a lot of people in the place of the Rising Sun, Lion Mpumalanga, listening to the show, and they're wondering, who is Lily talking to now? Who is she talking to now? She always brings people into the studio. Who is it this time? So just a short introduction to our listeners.
Greetings, everybody. My name is Sipepile Sibanyoni. Mm-hmm. I'm a fine art photographer. Mm-hmm. I'm a storyteller. I'm a writer. And I'm a designer. I actually design different fabrics and textures and outfits using my fine art that I've been capturing through Africa for the past 10 to 15 years.
Tell us about the thing that catches your eye as an artist. You speak of, and there's so much, especially for us Africans, we are rich with artistry, so rich. What stands out for you if you're going to capture and narrate the African story?
Presence.
Yeah?
Identity.
Mm-hmm.
Spirituality, and everything is actually driven by curiosity.
Right.
The moment I get curious about something, I premeditate over it and I plan over it and I execute.
Yeah.
Basically, life is all about curiosity. We all trying to understand what's actually behind that mountain.
Right.
But if you haven't reached that mountain, you wouldn't know what exactly is behind it.
Yeah.
So the drive in curiosity is actually that brought me into all the stages where I found myself interpreting my works in different textures and dimensions. That's writing, that's design, that's portraiture. Mm-hmm. Basically, the whole round of storytelling. I'm finding myself as an all-round artist, basically.
Have you figured out what the difference is between other African tribes and South African tribes?
Yes, it's a slight difference, to be honest, because we all embrace color.
Yeah.
What I like about Africa, we've got a lot of color, we've got a lot of textures.
Yeah.
Basically, our ethnicity, our identity is actually identified by color. Uh-huh. So, and we're all Bantu, we're all the children of Ndu.
Yeah.
When I'm actually in those diverse environments, I hardly even realize where I come from, because we resonate in one way or the other. father. We are the children, we often do, we are the Bantu. And luckily we're on Heritage Month and we're still promoting that understanding on who we are, where we come from, our identity and everything else. We are Bantu. So there's a slight difference, for instance, probably that will bring us to body sacrifices. You visit other tribes in other countries, you find them that they've done a lot of sacrifices within their skin and through their skin to actually identify who they are. But the colors, the beading, the textures and everything, when you all put together, we're all the same. But now we identify ourselves with our physical appearance. We find some that they're just having marks from birth, like on the face, they've teared up their ear, they've torn up their ears and they've put large earrings. We have that in the Zulu tribe as well, Makaka. So it's actually a slight difference, but we all around as Bantu, we actually sacrificing with who we are, that's on our appearance.
Speaking of the physical beauty that we're now moving towards, as you're speaking, I'm remembering my late grandmother had this dark line across her forehead down to her nose. I don't remember asking her how she got that done, how that would, it's almost as if it's a tattoo, but not necessarily, because we have flowers and but she had this line between her eyes going down to her nose. And I suppose back in her years, that was their way of looking good as the ladies.
Exactly. That's the deafness of sacrificing about who you are.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got the tribe in Ethiopia, in the Omo Valley. They even have competitions on how many marks they've actually sacrificed. The more blood comes out, the more stronger you become.
See,
like
that again,
in the Maasai Mara,
the more blood
that comes out, the more stronger you become.
Self-inflicted.
Exactly.
Self-done. Okay.
It's self-done. You're not forced. Okay. Obviously, you are orientated through it, maybe through birth, because that's a practice and that's a custom that's actually done within the particular tribe.
Uh-huh.
But then when you find yourself having more marks, the moment you do it for the first time, that's when you feel how much stronger you are. But then the more you continue in doing it, it resonates your strength.
For someone else, that can be seen as self-harm. You need to understand what it is and why you are doing it. There are people who do it because they just have this desperate need for pay.
Exactly.
And one would go cut their skin for that reason. But the people, there are people who do it for completely different reasons.
Exactly.
As you are sharing. Beautiful. I wish we could have like a whole, you should have a one woman African narration concert.
I know. That would be amazing.
You should.
That would be identity, because it all takes us to who we are.
Absolutely.
You know, identity is very crucial amongst us Africans.
Time is flying. It's so jealous. Your favorite picture or photo or, I don't know, art that you've ever taken yourself?
It's a very interesting one, basically, that I've interpreted in so many textures. It's entitled Hope. As a storyteller, I went to Namibia in 2018 to the Himba tribe. I spent quite some time there as a solo traveler. And I met this interesting young man in a desert, you know, Bunene district in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
On my way to the actual village, I had to tell the story about. But I found him in one of those rural shops, and he was waiting for a friend that had to take him into this lodge or to this hotel in order for him to get a job, because he was under pressure based on the hairstyle. He had to remove that hairstyle because it resonates something as well. The Himba tribes, the Himba tribe actually identify themselves with different hairstyles based on from infantry to the youth and adulthood. But in order for him to become a real man, he had to prove that he will be able to marry the love of his life, and obviously that comes up through the amount of cows that you have. But with the environment not being fed to them, the environment was dying, livestock is actually diminishing. He was now under pressure because his youthful years are also diminishing. He had to remove that particular hairstyle. It's a traditional Mohawk,
sacrifice,
basically.
Yeah.
You know, that he had to try and work hard for to remove in order to show that and to prove that he's now a real man. And that comes through sacrifice. Cut it off, shed some blood, have some, obviously, and there'll be some blood slaughtered and whatsoever that will be actually used on that ritual,
yeah.
it will release him and become a man and shaving his head off. So that image actually got an award from 35 Awards International.
Beautiful.
I was number one 35 Awards in South Africa, Cape Town.
Yeah.
And I was with like 178,000 applicants.
Yeah.
But I was on top 35 South Africa and number one in South Africa, basically, on that Portraiture Award. So it's quite resonating, and it tells a story, because even the way going there, I had hardships, but it was a story for another day.
So this is why artists go into an art gallery and just stand there and try to figure out what the story behind this thing is, and that is what ultimately sells. You need to be able to figure out the story.
Exactly.
There needs to be a story somewhere in
there. Exactly.
That's so beautiful.
Thank you.
I'm pretty sure people pay to hear that, but we got it for Mahala, so I appreciate it. I appreciate it so much. Award-winning artist, my darling. Thank you so much for coming through to Wise FM. We appreciate your presence so much. Enjoy the rest of this beautiful Heritage Month that we are celebrating in the country.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
If I could bag you, I would. It's Wise FM 9. Somebody's walking away with 600 Rand worth of a Nando's voucher next.